You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders is here. He's used to being the all-around yes man for hauling and moving stuff, but he's rethinking that position after throwing out his middle-aged back.
I've been hauling a lot of stuff around the last several weeks, downsizing storage units. I'm not being imprecise by calling it stuff. Much of it defies more categorization. It's stuff I'm loath to part with because it might come in handy someday, but don't have space for at the house. There's a couple old doors that someday I plan to make into funky tables, wrought iron ornamental gates bought at auctions, you know, stuff. Take the lumber I've been rat-holing for more than a dozen years. I wrote a couple of columns about woodworking years ago and the joys of planing rough-cut walnut or red oak, watching as the beauty of the wood appeared after passing through the machine. Soon, several folks called to sell trailer loads of lumber stored in their barns. I ended up with a lifetime's worth of high-quality hardwood lumber that I've now moved 6 times. This last move, I hauled 2 trailer loads out of storage and into my brother-in-law's barn in the country. He kindly offered a stall where the lumber is safely out of the elements. I manhandled lumber onto the trailer and out to the barn. Driving home, I was feeling pretty good about myself, a bit sore but thinking, rather pridefully, not bad for 57 years old hauling heavy stuff like that around. The next weekend, I continued emptying the old storage unit by moving a couple dozen plastic bins of Christmas decorations to the smaller unit. Nothing nearly as heavy as the lumber, and I figured I could finish by late afternoon. After the first load, I hopped in my little SUV and realized my back was beginning to hurt. I shrugged it off, figuring it would work itself out. I made another load, aware that the pain was increasing, that I could barely turn around to check for traffic. By the time I got home, I was hardly able to get out of the vehicle and was uttering pain-induced groans. It is humbling how quickly one can be transformed from a reasonably fit fellow used to climbing ladders, hefting boxes, and hammering nails into a quivering blob of jangled nerve endings barely able to walk and not even know how it happened. Of course, it was Saturday and the doctor's office was closed. My wife was empathetic, but also at a loss as to what to do. I swallowed some out-of-date pain medicine and spent a sleepless night on the couch since the harder surface felt better than a soft bed. Plus, I knew I'd be up and down all night. By Sunday morning, the only tolerable position was standing up against the wall, which is how I spent a few hours reading the New York Times. The pain kept getting worse, so finally I gave up and had my wife drive me to the emergency room. That was the only place I was going to get some decent drugs. Several weeks later, I'm operating at about 75% capacity. We have become a 2-heating pad family. My wife has long used one for aches and pains, so I bought my own. It has become a constant companion as I perch before the computer screen. I am back to walking the trail again, though I haven't gotten up the gumption to resume workouts on the Bowflex. The most valuable lesson learned here was to be grateful for good health. I'll never take my once pain-free back for granted again, or any of those other middle-aged body parts that are starting to wear out despite my best efforts to keep them in good working order.
Fortunate for us, Gary Borders doesn't have to do any heavy lifting at the keyboard when he offers up his weekly commentaries. You can see more of his work on his website, GaryBorders.com. Email him a reminder to lift with his legs or other messages. You can reach him at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.